This way, I believe it. Yes, good. Do it this way, not my way, but this way.
Here I have to set up another one of those artificial situations. I've already picked up this in context once, but we'll try it again. Let us suppose that you are walking down the street with a man, and a third man is watching you, and then following you a short distance, there is still a fourth man. The man that's watching you comes over and says, does this fellow own the orchard? And it just happens that it belongs to the man behind you. And you know this, and you say, no. That is the man.
That is the man you're looking for, or is that what you
meant? Yeah, that's
the man you're looking for.
Now if the man said, is this the man that owns the orchard?
Now you're speaking to me. Is this
me? Yeah.
No, there's the man.
Uh-huh.
Or it's his. It's his. Either way.
If on the other hand, this man's son was with you, you'd say, the man said to you, does this boy own the orchard? And you'd say, no.
No, it's his father's.
This is the boy. This may be a context you'll never use. So
this is the boy.
Would you say, whose father owns the orchard? That his father owns the orchard? As his father owns the orchard? Or none of these? Isn't that weird?
His father owns the orchard. His father owns the orchard. See.
And what would you call the center of a cherry?
Pit.
And the center of a peach?
Well, peach seed or pit, either way, I've heard it used both.
Huh? And
cherry pits, very often used, and I think I've heard peach pit, too.
What would you call a peach with a loose center?
It's a tree stone.
And a peach with a
thing
attached. In some places they call that a press peach.
That's it. I never heard that.
How about the center of an apple?
Core.
Did you ever dry little pieces of apple and call them anything special?
No, we didn't dry any apple. I've heard of it dry, but I don't recall that we ever dried apple. I bought lots of dried apple, but I don't think we ever did here.
Can't get them much anymore, can you?
Well, I haven't thought much about it, and I don't see them on the stand.
Did you ever raise any of those things that grow on vines and grow under the ground?
Sweet potato?
Yams? More of the little things that have a shell, and dig them up and roast them?
Well, it's peanuts here, and you hear the goobers, but I've never heard it used up here, peanuts.
Uh-huh. I've even heard Gerber in certain parts of the state.
So. I haven't seen them as goobers, but I've never heard of you.
Are you familiar with walnut trees at all?
The black walnut to some extent here.
Oh.
A few of them.
What would you call the outer covering?
I think the only